News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade, and with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you and yours. Happy Labor Day weekend, too. Be safe if you're traveling. We'll be doing a little traveling later today. It's a cloudy start to the day, but it's going to probably improve as the day goes along. There's a chance of thunderstorms, but it's not a big chance. I have 81 today, 80 tomorrow, 74 and sunny on Labor Day on Monday. So a pretty decent weekend, all things considered. Last night, things didn't go well for the Warsaw Tigers. Not a huge surprise. Warren Central's really good, number 4 and 6A, and they showed why in a 34-0 win over Warsaw. They have not allowed a point yet this season. Other scores, Tippecanoe Valley beat Rochester 22-12 in the battle for the Bell. Bluffton won at Manchester 28-14. Peru beat Whitco 27-6. Portage won at Northwood 19-16. It was Bremen over Triton 21-3. Wauwisi and West Noble did not get to finish their game. They'll start up again at 10 o'clock this morning. Columbia City beat Plymouth 42-13. Concord won at Jimtown 49-28. New Prairie blows out Goshen 56-0. Goshen will be at Fisher Field to start the conference on Friday. Also last night, games that were finished, North Judson's 2-0. They beat LaVille 32-8. Elkhart beat Northridge 21-6. It was Mishawaka over Penn 27-7. And Alexandria beat Wabash 39-6. Again, the Tigers lost at Warren Central last night 34-0. We'll talk with Coach Curtis and some of the players coming up after this. You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
The cold weather is coming, so now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all their off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Splendor can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Redeck over the winter and have it ready to go next spring. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100-plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple. Human sense.
Honey, my car needs windshield wipers. Can you pick some up?
Nah, we'll just get a new car. Throw it in the backyard with the rest of them.
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit glassdoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor.
One of the most popular questions we get asked at Reinhold's Furniture is, when is your next sale? The answer is right now. The Labor Day Savings Event is underway at Reinhold's, and it's a great time to save on furniture for every room in your home. Getting to Reinhold's is easier than ever. In addition to our Warsaw location, we now have opened a second location in downtown Columbia City. We're here to stay, but this sale isn't. Stop into either location before September 7th for the selection and savings you've been waiting for. Reinhold's Furniture in Warsaw and Columbia City. Your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
Elliott's Heating and Air Conditioning is now partnering with Flotek Plumbing and Heating, providing you with heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation. For over 40 years, they have built the trust in our area to keep your home feeling great.
Hi, this is Angie from Plymouth. My air conditioning stopped working on the weekend, and I called Elliott's, and they responded quickly and solved our problem. Thanks for the prompt service.
Trust and have confidence in using the local folks looking out for you. Elliott's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, now partnering with Flotek.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roger.
How are you?
Good. You?
Good.
You make it home safe last night in the storm?
I was talking to the boys. I asked them what time the bus rolled into the parking lot, and I think we got home about the same time, about 1:30.
Yeah, the wives took a detour from what I heard, though.
Did they?
They ended up on State Road 13 somehow. So
that's the way I went.
Oh, is it? Well, maybe. I went maybe they were right.
I went 465 to 69 to Marion and got off. And
traffic was not as bad as I anticipated heading down there.
Yes, I felt the same way. Yeah, that the couple places where we ran into those phantom traffic things where it's stacked up for a mile, and you get to that spot and you have no idea what happened.
Yeah,
it was really weird. But
yes, it makes you appreciate Market Street and Detroit Street, and so next time I complain about how hard it is to get from the high school to home, like during after work type hours out of season, shut me up because it ain't that bad.
No. So I think the place I want to start today is you've been wanting to play an Indianapolis team for almost as long as you've been
an
at
MIC
Warsaw.
Team, yeah, absolutely.
Right? And so you had objectives that you wanted from this game. Do you feel like you achieved those, or is it too soon to tell that?
I'll let you know November 27th, if that was a great concept or not. Looking at a game like this, okay, you've got a lot of opportunities and possibilities when you schedule. And I really appreciate the Warsaw administration from the top down saying, this is your program, build it like you want. And one of the things, 6 years ago when we came in, it said we're going to play the best people available. And I think last night was a small sampling of that, or rather a large sampling at most times.
Yeah, that's a really good football team.
It is. I told Paul Condry this morning, I've coached for 40 years, 34 as a head coach. Absolutely the best defense that I've coached against, and without a doubt the absolute best defensive line that I've seen in high school football, okay? But we knew that going in, and, I didn't know that 4 years ago. He didn't tell me that when they were freshmen. But it's a quality program. They have rich tradition. They won a ton of state championships. Mike Kirshner's a class act. He does a great job everywhere he's been. If you remember the Ben Davis team in 2017 that dismantled everybody.
They did.
May have been one of the best high school teams. And I'm not saying that this team that we played last night is there. I think they've exceeded that defensively. But like Mike and I talked about last night after the game, he goes, first thing he said was, our D-line's really good.
Yeah.
And I said, Mike, your whole defense is good. He goes, yeah, but we're not very good on offense. I said, you will be. Eventually, you will be. So, I would say that they are one of four teams, maybe that very much have a chance on November 30th to be playing the final game of the IHSA football season in 6A. But that's why we play them. We don't know. I'm not Houdini who's the guy that Carmack. Yeah, I can't make predictions. So, to answer your question, cowards look back and say, "Whoa, why'd you do that?" You know what I mean. So we're not going to second guess. We're going to play the best available, and whether we got out of it what we want, we didn't win. We always want to take the field and win, and that didn't happen. So from that objective, we did not accomplish our goals. Learning to play someone that's far better than you, and learning to adjust to that speed, and then coming out of that and knowing you're not gonna see anybody that fast again.
Right.
You're not going to see anybody that large that can move that quickly again. So now we just got to take the level of we played at times last night and maintain or exceed that moving forward.
The game couldn't have started worse. You start your first drive at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, well, could have. We could have had like 11 kids seriously injured on kick return on game one.
True.
That would have been worse.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. But you start at the 2, and through Drew's hard count and a personal foul penalty, you guys not only worked your way out of the hole, you had the ball inside their 40-yard line.
Did we? Did we really?
Yeah.
Didn't realize that. I knew we had the ball for a good 5 to 7 minutes at that time. And that was probably our premier drive of the evening. But yeah, you know, and there were some nice creases that Drew was able to find. I think Brody had a nice run, picked up 7, 8, 9 yards. There was not a lot of room in the area. And here's what they do. They bait you, but it was a good drive. And all those things happened. A team like that tries to bait you into running outside, and then they run you down with their speed. But, yeah, we were able to find some creases, make a couple nice reads on that drive, and take advantage of their over-aggressiveness with some hard counts, as you said.
The drive ended with an interception.
Did it?
Which, yes.
What was it? What down was it?
That was third down.
Ugh.
That was the pass to Grady Nelson.
Yes.
Which I told these guys that are here this morning, every game the rest of the season, that is a completed pass to Grady and is a first down. It might be a touchdown. But Keith Jackson literally was 10 yards away when Drew cut it loose, and he made an incredible leaping interception that stalled that out.
Yeah, he broke on that ball well. And Drew and I talked a little bit last night, had some good conversations throughout the course of the game, often one-sided. That's a ball that needs to be – Grady needs to take an angle toward the stick instead of breaking it out to the sideline, and then we need to get a little more air under that thing and let 6'4", 240, you know, go up and get it, like, and let Grady be Grady, you know.
That was the first of 5 turnovers for your guys last night. And
who's counting?
Well,
you are?
I'm sorry. I have to.
That's part of my job description,
okay. Right? So,
yeah, I lost track at 3, but I'm glad to hear we had 5.
So that was one of the things that didn't go well, and it ended up costing your guys 2 touchdowns after
did
it, that.
Did they score on the ensuing
Not on that one. They moved the ball down inside the 15-yard line, and that was the first of our 2 interceptions.
Yeah. It's coming back to me now.
So you had a couple of tipped balls, right?
Yeah.
Balls that hit helmets. Looked like low trajectory passes. Sorry, I didn't say that right. I never used that word.
There are certain balls you want to zip in there, and then there are certain balls that you want to lay up, like the pop pass, I think, was there. The linebackers were coming downhill really hard on the dive, and that's one you want to get a little height on and again, let Grady be Grady. There was a ball that defensive – we had a slant called earlier that was a good route, great ball by Drew Sullivan on a one-step slant. And their LSU kid, you know, got a hand up, tipped it, and their linebacker, their safety, made an interception. So, yeah, you look at the turnovers, but at that point, you know, to compete and beat a team like that, you've got to mix in some good passes. And I thought we had some good things called. Trying to think of the other one. The pop pass, the boot pass, and the slant. I think those were the 3.
There was one down the sideline that was well covered by them.
Okay, yeah.
It kind of lofted up on your sideline.
Ethan Egolf made a great play and kept it from being an interception.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, those are all things that good plays by them and plays that got to be better by us.
You put some new stuff in this week. You don't have to go into details of it because I know there are people from other communities that listen to this show, so I don't want to give it anything
everybody,
away.
Everybody gets our film.
You tried some new things.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the new things that you put in?
Well, you're referring to the flip, to the where everybody goes one way and the slot back comes back, or halfback comes back the other way. I thought the first one went well. The second one, I think, did not, but there was like a penalty on it or something like that. Yeah, that was the big thing, I think, that was a little more unique. And we've had that. We've practiced that for a month, and you've seen it every Thursday morning. We practice it while the defense is over to go into stunt review, and we're down, you know, going north, working on our throwing game. The one thing on the and we call it flip, it looks exactly like triple, except the halfback, instead of blocking, comes around the other way, and they just flip him the ball, thus the name flip.
Yeah.
The guard and tackle, they were penetrating so aggressively and so athletically that our guard and tackle were getting knocked off and could not get out there to do what they needed to do. And the play, I'm not sure who ran the first one, maybe Skippy or Evan, or you guys remember where it went? Yeah, to the sideline, yeah. And their sideline, and had we been able to get the backside guard and tackle around, you know, that goes even more. I'm not going to say it scores, but it goes even more. So, yeah, that is something we needed to practice with the bullets flying, and we did. Trying to think what else was new.
Well, using Grady as a tight end.
Oh, yeah. We did that last week. We just didn't throw the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
But the game changed, going back to what you guys were talking about, that play.
Yeah.
The game changed when they went from four down linemen to five.
Yeah.
When they did that, they told those five guys,
yeah,
don't worry about anything else. You guys just go. And it was
Why didn't
for
you tell
guys.
Me that last night, that that's what they were telling them?
Well,
did
no, I mean,
we would have adjusted.
You could tell just by the way they acted. They were just plowing forward.
They were pinning their ears back, like you said, pinning their ears back and coming.
Yeah.
And they really didn't care if they were the read key or the pitch key, or if they were getting blocked. They were getting to the same spot. And I think that was troublesome. Whether it was with four or five, that was troublesome.
And they can do that because of the speed they have behind them.
They do, and the girth, and really getting off the ball on a good first step. That's the first time I really think I've seen our offensive line, maybe a few times last year against Penn in the sectional championship, Roger,
mm-hmm,
where we turn to mesh, and the guard is in the fullback's lap.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And that's hard to run any offense when your guard is getting, and your snapper and your tackles are getting pushed back into your running game. And that's not these guys' fault. We you know, one of the things we did this week, we thought by moving our splits vertically up, because we're usually the helmet of the O-line is usually at the hip of the center, right? And we thought, well, let's eliminate some of that space. So we moved our guys up, which was a little different. But in hindsight, maybe keeping them where they normally are to be able to catch some of those quick stunts inside might have been the way to go. But
we'll never know.
At least till next year. Stay tuned.
Are they coming up here next
They're
year?
They're coming up here next year. Yeah.
I haven't looked at the schedule, contract. So yeah. I didn't know. So yeah. that'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun for somebody.
It's conference week.
It is.
Goshen will be here. They have struggled under new management.
Sure. And they struggled under old management.
Yes.
But sometimes it's not the coaches.
No, that's absolutely correct. So from where I sit, it feels like the right team for your guys to play next week, because they're on paper, they're going to be a heavy favorite. You'll be able to heal up some guys.
They're going to be a heavy favorite, or we are.
You are.
Okay. We're going to prepare, if we were playing Warren Central again Friday, we're going to prepare the same way as if we're playing Goshen or Lalamere. We're not going to change up what we do. Obviously, Monday's Labor Day, so we're going to come in and make Monday our Saturday.
Oh,
so
okay.
We gave the kids a day off today back in February when the calendar was put together, knowing we wouldn't get home till 1:30, knowing there was a JV freshman doubleheader today. So, you know, looking at the week, and I know what you're getting at is that, you know, a team that's, we're coming off probably a top two, top three, 6A team in the state, to a team that's struggling a little bit. So the thought would be, okay, let's take a breath. That would be human nature. Let's take a breath. Ooh, we got this team or this team. Now we can, you know, heal up, take a breath, this and that. That's the trap you can't fall into. You can't think like fans think. You can't think, okay, boy, we got this team this week, this team next week. We've got to show so much improvement in the next 4 days that regardless of who we're playing Friday night, we look like a much better team. We're going to look different because the people we're playing are different.
Yep.
Unless they get six transfers from Warren Central in a week, which now apparently can happen. You know, that's you know, it's going to be Goshen against Warsaw. We're going to bring our best, and we're going to prepare our best, and I'm sure they're going to do the same thing. Joey Hiklinski is a heck of a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was at Ball State. They've got a great young freshman quarterback that they're really high on that and, you know, I haven't looked at a stitch of film yet. In fact, Joey and I have had no communication, and that'll start this morning. We'll take a deep breath. We'll regroup. We'll get these guys healthy, and then we'll go forward once we see what Goshen has to offer offensively and defensively.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Absolutely. 100%. Who's with you this morning?
I got three of the finest young men to walk the halls of Warsaw Community High School. All three of these kids. This year, I'm telling you, we've got some, you know, if there's a B on any of their transcripts, I'd be shocked, okay? I brought home a B once. My parents beat me for cheating, okay? Cohen Hetty, 2.5-year starter at inside linebacker who's a senior. We've got Ben Boren, first-year starting center, okay? He's a kid that did everything right. We talked into coming out as a freshman. He, him, and James weren't going to play. We talked him into it, and now here he is his senior year, and he's a starter on the O-line and mm-hmm. is doing a great job. Gavin Schultz, I almost called you 25. He gets confused with Jake Rhodes sometimes. Gavin's another kid that has bided his time, played JV as a junior, and then was our leading tackler last week against Michigan City. So we've got three really not only quality kids, but really good football players with us this morning.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to them coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts invites you this fall to the widest variety of custom trailers and golf carts in northern Indiana. Hurry in for season-ending prices with 0% financing on all new EasyGo and Mad Jack's carts through Sheffield Financial, LLC. Plus, get at least $1,000 off all 2024 new Mad Jack's carts. Go in and find out all of the great deals on new and used golf carts. Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts, US 30 East Warsaw, where you are always a winner.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
Brower's Furniture and Flooring is the largest furniture and flooring store in Kosciuszko County. Brower's expansive 55,000 square foot showroom offers a stunning selection of luxury furniture and premium flooring. Whether you're looking to revamp your living space or simply add a touch of class, explore the finest pieces that combine style and comfort, and find the perfect flooring to complete your dream home. Open Monday through Saturday, Brower's Furniture and Flooring, 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Are you ready to crush this school year? With Surf's affordable fiber-fast internet, the whole family can stream, study, and succeed with unlimited data caps, no throttling, and no lagging for as low as $25 a month with AutoPay. With our all-in pricing and price lock guarantee, there are no hidden fees and no surprises. Get a head start this back-to-school season with Surf fiber-fast internet. Visit surfinternet.com today. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com to learn more and for full offer details.
Sim Financial Advisors have been in the game for over 55 years, quarterbacking financial planning for families and businesses. Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School game. The stands are buzzing, faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? Sim is making a play of its own. They are covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner tiger, and get ready to roar in the Sim Zone. Visit Sim.com to learn more. Go Tigers!
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Gavin, you got the microphone first. Let's talk about this linebacking core, because going into the season, this was the area of most concern on the defensive side of the ball. So you're in that mix from the start. What things did you guys talk about during the summer and the first 3 weeks before the first game, trying to get that group stabilized?
Just go play hard. Don't think. Fill your gaps. Do your responsibility. Don't worry about the other guys, because they'll do their job.
Are you a guy who thinks too much sometimes?
Sometimes. Other times I just don't think. So I get in between with that. Sometimes I'll like hesitate. Just overthink it. Those are the plays that I have a bad play.
Yeah. Cohen's here. You guys play in the middle. Talk about what it's like to play with him and, you know, 2.5 years starter, as Coach mentioned.
It's great to have Cohen on the other side of me. It really helps. I can just ask him if I don't know what I'm doing, I can just ask him what to do. He's right most of the time, and he's also been a great friend, mentor, to help me with my football skills, and it's great having him.
How much, you're not the tallest guy, you're not the biggest guy, how much harder does it make to play that position, given that's true?
I mean, it is harder, but if you're going downhill, playing fast, playing hard, every snap, tire out the other side, and you'll do better.
We ask guys all the time that play offense, what's it like to score a touchdown, right? For all of us who never played football, what's it like to rock the quarterback like you did last week against Michigan City?
It was amazing. We'll talk to you about celebrating a little too much. I just like blacked out when I made the sack, and I just blacked out and wasn't thinking when that happened.
Yeah, but that's fun, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Talk about your parents, their names, and brothers and sisters, and the general area where you live.
My parents are Jason and Nikki Schultz. I have no siblings. I do have a dog.
What kind of dog?
Alaskan Malamute.
Really? Big dog.
Mm-hmm. We live over by the Chapman area.
Yeah.
But, like, I couldn't ask for better parents. They support me. They get on me when I have low grades. So, I have a bad game, that we'll talk about it, but could ask for better parents.
Good. What do you want to do when you graduate?
I would like to go into mechanical engineering for college.
What do you want to do with that?
My dream is to go into aerospace engineering. I'd like to go into Boeing. I want to take mechanical just because it's more broad than aerospace engineering, so I have more options with that.
Who's been your favorite teacher in high school?
My favorite teacher, probably my engineering teacher, Zach Loriano.
Cool. Who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
I hang out with mostly Carson Chisholm, Jake Rhodes, mostly football guys. I do have a few friends like Brent Martin, who's on the basketball team, and Tyler Mibnall.
Yeah. And what hobbies do you have?
I do like to go golf in my free time, play a little bit of video games, and I like to ride my bike around the neighborhood.
Kind of bike?
I have a Trek Roscoe 8.
Nice. Okay, Ben, first, let's talk about your ankle. How is it?
It's feeling pretty good right now. It's definitely hurting, but after some icing, heating, it'll probably be fine.
Talk about the play in which you got hurt.
Honestly, there's a whole mix of stuff. I mean, one second I'm snapping the ball, making the block, and then next second I'm at the bottom of the pile and screaming pain and just thinking, I can't get up, this, like, just screaming.
Yeah. Talk about their defensive line. How good was it? You were in there with them. How good were they?
I mean, their DNs, I mean, talking to Tam and James, they were definitely getting slopped around a little bit. Coach Curtis Jr. Told me that to definitely get after 34. He was on my right side, from what I remember. But told me to definitely get after him. Him and me were in each other's faces there for a little bit. But, I mean, they were definitely fast guys. Had to go scrap a little bit, go for their ankles to get them down with how fast they were.
Going back 20 years, Warsaw has had really good centers.
Mm-hmm.
That's you now. What did you do to get to the point where you can put your name on that list with guys like Brock Huber and Joe Jackson and Zach Erba? Really smart guys, really good blockers. What did you do to put your name on the top of that?
I mean, started off freshman year, they didn't know what to do with me. I was first year ever playing football.
Really?
Yeah, used to do cross country before. I did football in middle school.
Well, what made you play football?
Me and James were just chilling in the weight room, and then Coach Curtis walked in and was like, who are you, and why aren't you guys on the football team? And we're like, sure, I mean, we'll show up to a practice. Been doing that ever since. But yeah, they didn't know what to do with me. I was 6'1", 175, and they were just shoved me as a guard. Did that, moved me to a tackle, been there for upwards of 3 years. And then last track season, Coach came up to me and asked me if I wanted to be the center, because at that point we really didn't have a guy to really fill that. And then from there, it's been hard trying to fill those shoes. I mean, knowing some of them, being pretty close with them, Trey Stuckey, Aiden Williamson, them. I mean, great guys, love them. But trying to fill the shoes was definitely big.
Yeah. Talk about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
Parents, Marilee Boreen and Joshua Boreen. Older brother, he's 23 now, or 24 now. Ethan. Then I got an older sister. She's going to be 22 now. I'm the youngest, got a couple cats and a dog, and they definitely put me in my place sometimes. I definitely just sometimes get an attitude when I'm frustrated and whatnot, especially with sports, probably not performing as well as I'd like to, but they definitely help me and support me. Especially my mom, love her. She was definitely a little reluctant of me starting to do football, definitely worried about me getting injured and stuff like that. But despite that, she loves me and supports me and is always there for me, and my dad's always there as well.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
My goal is to go to college and perform in track and probably go there to study PT or physical therapy.
Okay.
End goal is to open up my own practice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what classes are you taking now to help you on that path?
Well, they had a pathway for like kinesiology, physical therapy, stuff like that. And then they took it out, sadly, the first year that they put it in. And it was a bummer. But as of right now, I'm taking business classes to get that business side of things of opening up a practice. And my fallback, if crap hits the fan, is going to be an accountant if that really doesn't work.
Well, that's a big jump.
Yeah.
From being an athletic trainer, physical guy like that, to being an accountant, that's something. All right, Cohen, let's go back to the beginning, circle back to what Gavin was talking about. You knew that you were going to have to really work hard to lead this young group, inexperienced group of linebackers who were going to take over for a really good group that graduated last spring.
Right.
How did you go about doing that?
I mean, last year was a great group. I mean, I had Eric, Corbin, and Jed, and we were really solid, had a great group. And then I knew coming into this year that I was going to have to lead this whole defense, as last year I was one of the captains, knowing I'm going to go into this year as another captain. And I just knew that, like, all these guys have put in the work and they've put in the time. Just like everyone else has, they just never had their chance. I mean, they played their hearts out on JV. They've had a great, great couple years. And I've seen that, and I've saw them grow as players and as people too, and I'm really proud of them for that. And Matthew Flores came up as a sophomore, really opened my eyes this summer. I was like, oh, he's a dog. Like, he's pretty good. And then I know Jaden, he's been in and out, but he's also been one of the guys that I know he can play hard and he can play really physical when he's there and he wants to. And I just like Fletcher Poole, just like Eric, he's tall, lanky, he can cover spaces. And I just think with him, with time, as he gets more filled out, just like Eric did, like he filled out a bunch going into his senior year, but he can really make an impact. And then Gavin, I mean, he's been great this whole summer. I mean, we've really bonded. We got a lot closer, and it's just been great having those guys coming in willing to work and just really, like, pay into what we think the Black Plague is.
Has it been hard for you, when you have a bunch of guys graduate, like did from last year to this year, was it hard for you not to try to do it all by yourself?
At first it kind of was, but then I had to realize that, like, if I do my job, they're going to see that they're going to need to do their job for us to be successful. So I really saw the fact that, like, I don't need to try and do everyone else's job if they know that they can do theirs. So, I mean, at first it was kind of hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that, like, oh gosh, we're having a new whole group besides me. And it made me feel like I maybe had to, but then once we started scrimmaging and doing all that, I was like, we're going to be fine. Just got to keep. I think our biggest thing is, like, we may be a little undersized in the linebacker position. Because, like, I mean, Matthew's not very tall. He's a little guy. And then Gavin's not tall either by any means. But and then Fletcher, I mean, he's tall, but he's not really filled out. But, I mean, we just play our hearts out. I mean, we play hard. We all rally to the ball. And I think it really helped us having that secondary coming back again for them to fit off of us. And then our D-line, too, having guys with experience already. So
you're the catcher for the baseball team.
Yes, sir.
And as you know, Coach Manis gushes over his baseball players that play football. He just thinks that's the coolest thing ever. Mm-hmm. Are there any comparisons between being a catcher on the baseball team and being the middle linebacker on the football team?
Honestly, it's kind of the leader of both sides. Like, the catcher's the leader of the baseball team. They direct, I mean, every play of the game is, honestly, it starts with them calling that pitch and making that decision of, hey, am I going to throw this guy out? Am I going to let him go? Or am I going to backpick? Every little thing, your wheels are always turning behind the plate. And I honestly love that because it just keeps you engaged. And then on the football field, the middle linebacker, I mean, we're looking at Coach Callhorn every play, making the play call to our guys. So it starts with us again there in the middle. So, I mean, you have to make the decision of, oh, am I going to scrape here? Am I going to go under the block, over the block? It's all those little things that your wheels are always turning behind the play or in the middle of the field as well. So,
talk about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
So my parents are Michael and Sabrina Hetty, and I have a younger brother, Brody. He's a sophomore this year. And
how's he coming? First of all, Is it fun to have your brother on the team?
Yeah.
And how's he coming as a football player?
He's doing really well. He's definitely gotten the weight room hard this offseason, and I actually kind of teared up a little bit at the end when I saw him went in during the game last night when he was on, like, I think it was defense. He went in on defense, and I started tearing up. I was like, this dude, like, I'm so proud of him. So it was really great feeling to see him walk out there, and then we both went out there on kick return. So I was like, I went over to him. I was like, hey, don't get put on your butt. They're bigger than you think. So it was really cool. And I mean, I put him under my wing and just take him and just push him every single day that we can so that he can have a great, better career here than I did. So
what do you want to do when you graduate?
When I graduate, I plan on attending Huntington University to go play baseball. So then after Huntington, I go to study business there. And then I'm going to go be a part of the Warsaw Wayne Fire Territory. That's what I plan to do.
Yes. One day I was walking out of the school, and you were walking in fire clothes, and you were soaked. And I said, what have you been doing? So tell us, what do you do with that?
So me and my buddy Reed Nelson were both on an internship there, as like labeled as like a part-time firefighter. So we show up there at 7:45 in between there, and then we'll leave at 11:30, 12:30 every day. And I mean, it's a really cool experience to get to see and meet with the guys, bond with them at the fire department. As there's like three different shifts, so it's like three different days. You have a whole set of new guys, but it's really cool just to be able to experience like, oh, that lights and sirens moment. Like everyone just stops and stares whenever a car or truck drives by, and just being in that moment and seeing that, being like headphones on, talking to the guys, hearing the call go through the radio and lights and sirens. It's a really surreal feeling, but it's awesome.
Yeah. Who's been your favorite teacher?
I'm going to have to say Coach Childress in the weight room.
Really?
Because, I mean, freshman year, it was coming back from COVID, like that end of our seventh grade year through eighth grade. I was like real skinny freshman year. I was tall, lanky. Then, I mean, I had some meat on me, but it wasn't the good meat. So, but going into my sophomore and junior year, I think really like having that athlete development class and the sprints and all the weights that we lifted, it's really been beneficial for us and my team. And then he really buys into our program and really supports us. I mean, we got a new weight room this year. So it's been really nice to have him by our side all the time and just pushing us in the weight room and doing our sprints and every single time. And he's always there at the football games, so I really appreciate what he does for our program, for sure.
The worst thing is to lose on Friday and have to come in here and talk on Saturday. I really, especially when you get home at 1:30, thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.
Roger, one thing, I want to say about these three kids and a lot of our kids. Three kids that excel in two sports at high school. So for all those naysayers out there say, oh, you got to focus on this, here are three prime examples, and we got a ton more of kids that can compete at the highest level, baseball and football, track and football, and do an incredible job. The second thing I want to say is all three of these guys, along with a bunch of others, what he made his brother do this off season, this winter, we require our kids to come in one time, well, that was last year, one time in the mornings before school. And then the second day is a whole new group, maybe a younger group. These guys were in there both mornings when they didn't have to. I mean, there's a half dozen kids on this team that should probably have their own key to the school and the key to the weight room. Now, we don't do that, but, you know, that's the kind of commitment level these guys have toward each other and toward getting stronger and bigger and competitive, not only in the sport I coach, but in all sports.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Gavin, Ben, and Cohen here on Tiger Talk this morning. When we come back, we'll catch you up on everybody else and how they've been doing here in the last week and preview what's coming up on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hi, this is Alan Aldifer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Aldifer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
I'm your neighbor.
You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you to win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell, and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the Law Office of Travis McConnell. Office, Warsaw.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another great year of high school football. The young men playing under the lights on Friday night have worked very hard all summer long and are ready for another great season. Just like those players, your Bobcat, X-Mark, and Cub Cadet equipment have gotten you through the heart of the yard work season. Reward your equipment by bringing it to us for a tune-up. Doing so, your machine will be able to finish strong the rest of the season. So with the hard work out of the way, let's fill the grandstands and support the players and coaches as they perform on the gridiron. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Tiger Football.
Booyah!
In addition to Crossroads Bank's easy personal checking accounts, Crossroads Bank also offers easy business checking accounts. Call, visit their website, or stop in to see them in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with volleyball. Last Saturday, they went to Carmel for a round-robin tournament against Carmel. Not really even early tournament. They played two matches. They took on Carmel and last year's 3A champs, Providence. The Lady Tigers defeated Carmel in four sets in the opening match that they played in. Maggie Holland had 17 kills. Avery Hepner had 23 assists. Ellie Hepler had three aces. And Ellie also had 17 digs. The Lady Tigers then lost to Providence in four. Maggie Holland with 18 kills. Madison Branham with 23 assists. Ellie Hepler had 16 digs. The JV also competed in this event. The JV lost twice. They lost to Carmel in two and to Providence in two. Against Carmel, Aspen Wagner had eight digs and seven assists. JC Stockman had eight kills. Against Providence, Wagner had nine digs. Claire Kinsel had three aces and Sophia Rios had six kills. Then on Monday, all three teams took on Homestead. The varsity lost at Homestead in three. Maggie Holland with 10 kills, CeCe Good with nine. Avery Hepner had 17 assists. Madison Branham had two aces. Ellie Hepler had 14 digs. The JV beat Homestead in two. Aspen Wagner with 17 assists, five digs, and three aces. Claire Kinsel had seven kills. Maddie Williamson had seven kills as well. The freshman beat Homestead 2-1. It went 15-9 in game three. Sophia Velasquez had six aces. Ellie Green had four kills and three blocks. Then on Thursday, the girls took on Penn, beat them in five sets, won the first two, dropped the second two, and the widest of the margins in those first four sets was set one when Warsaw won 25-18. So it was tight, 28-26, 24-26, 21-25, and then Warsaw won 15-11 in set five. Maggie Holland with 18 kills, CeCe Good with 16, Allison Chapman with nine. Avery Hepner had 31 assists, and Madison Branham had 21. I don't know what the record is for two girls assisting in the same match, but I'm pretty sure 52 is pretty high up there. And for digs, Ellie Hepler led the way with 20. The JV was a winner over Penn with Aspen Wagner with 15 assists, Ariana Harmon with 11 digs, Sophia Rios with 7 kills, and Olivia Rooney had 16 digs. The freshman also beat Penn in two. Charlotte Kessler with five kills, and Lorelai Kerr had four kills. The girls' cross-country team ran at the Larry James Cross-Country Invitational. That was hosted by Chesterton last Saturday. The Warsaw girls finished fourth in that with a score of 126. Samantha Rastrelli was seventh with a time of 1943, and Eden Metz was 17th. Bryce Ehrenman, 30th. Ella LaPute, 35th. Annabelle Parker, 37th. Hannah Fisher, 40th. And Stephanie Malagon Juarez, 46th. In the reserve race, Warsaw also finished 4th there. Kaylin Stoffel had the fastest time at 23:38. That was 16th. Right behind was her teammate, Kyla Transparenti, in 17th. Nico Ewert, 21st. Grace Landon, 24th. Ariana Bradley, 28th. Elena Howitt, 37th. And Olivia Martinez was 40th. The boys were at Chesterton last weekend, too. In the boys' varsity race, Warsaw came in 3rd behind Northridge with 57, Lake Central 69. Warsaw had 83. Jackson Gackenheimer was 4th individually with a time of 16:15. Tyler Mimnaw was 15th, Rick Orr 16th, Clark Maridou 20th, Alex Schrock 28th, Noah McPhail 37th, and Samuel Olibaugh 39th. In the boys' reserve race, Warsaw won that with a score of 36. Chesterton had 37. They finished in 2nd. Nolan Stump was 4th overall in the boys' JV race with a time of 19:21. Just a few ticks ahead of his teammate, Alex Hoover, at 19:21, who was 5th. Keegan Lyons was 8th. Jack Boggs was 9th. Owen Mirzo was 10th. Trevor Vosburgh was 11th. And Theo Crabtree came in 14th. The girls' golf team hosted their invitational at Stonehenge last Saturday. Warsaw had 2 teams in, a black team, which would be their normal varsity, and an orange team, which is their normal JV. The black team finished in 5th with a team score of 359. The orange team shot 398, and that was good for 15th. For the black team, Abby Peterson shot a 74. She was tied for second overall in that individual leaderboard. Addison Ayler, 99. Claire Royst, 96. Lucy Ray, 99. And Sophie Stewart, 90. For the orange team, Lily Henderson, 94. Mia Jones, 95. Adelia May Huffer, 103. Isabel Lopez, 106. And Mackenzie Campbell shot 110. The girls' golf team that on Wednesday took on Huntington North and beat them 172-220. Abby Peterson shot 39. Ayler shot 41. Royce, 43. Ray, 49. Stewart, 57. And then on Thursday, the girls at Stonehenge beat Northwood in conference competition 176-187. Peterson, 37. Ayler, 47. Royce, 44. Ray, 52. And Henderson shot a 48. The boys' tennis team competed at the Bluffton Invitational last week. 8 teams involved. Warsaw finished 2nd behind Westview, who had 57. Bluffton was 3rd. Lures was 4th. Blackhawk, Christian, Norwell, and Dwenger rounded out the 8 teams participating. Then in a dual matchup on Monday, the boys beat Dwenger 4-1. Charlie Norton and Ted Grandin won in number 1 and number 2 singles. And the doubles teams of Henry Norton and Drew Reiser and Luke Smith and Spencer Love won their matches. The JV team beat Ben Davis 6-4. Singles wins for Miles Rager, Christian Lewis, and Ian Overman. And doubles wins for Noah Purvis and Grant Barine. Silas Barine and Aiden Etner, and Austin Klingemann and Silas Metz. The girls' soccer team took on Hanover Central last Saturday, took the lead fairly early on a deflected cross by Hayden Elliott, made it 1-0. Hanover Central tied it up. Amy Escutia scored to give the Tigers the lead back. Hanover Central again tied it up 2-2. Lola Pepper put in the game winner in the last 3 minutes to secure the victory for Warsaw 3-2. The JV last Saturday was a winner over Hanover Central 9-0, and that game ended early with the mercy rule. Then the girls on Thursday in their conference opener overcame a very good Northwood squad to win 2-0. The Pepper girls scored, Lola and Evie each putting in 1, and that kept a terrific performance by the Tigers and Clive Scott, their head coach. The boys' soccer team opened up conference play with a 1-0 win over Plymouth. Meidenberger scored the goal, set up by Callan O'Brien. Finley Bailey with the shutout. The JV Black team beat Plymouth 8-0. P. Pierre Duvall with two goals, Jamie Haynes-Bright with two goals, Delix Benitez, Santiago Granados, Ricky Anclito, and Miguel Nunez all scoring for Warsaw. The JV football team opened up their season last Saturday with a road win at Michigan City, 30-7. Wyatt Harmon and Ethan Rivich led the offensive attack in the first half. Warsaw was up 22-0 at halftime. Cohen McCray had a second-half rushing touchdown. Dalen Fitzpatrick capped the score with a two-point conversion, making it 30-7. On the defensive side of the ball, Coach Mark Huffer noted Logan Ellison, Nathan Villa, Logan Carl, and Liam Kennedy, all with solid efforts. Today on the schedule, the girls' golf team is at Cobblestone competing in the Carroll Invitational. The Plymouth Powerball tournament is going on today in volleyball, and the girls are there. That is being played, by the way, at Lincoln Junior High School. And you say, why? Well, it's Labor Day weekend, so the Blueberry Festival has taken over the high school for parking, and so the shuttles can take them down to where all the action's at. So the volleyball tournament today is at the Lincoln Junior High School, and you can see the schedule of events. If you go to Warsaw-Tigers.com, you will see the schedule of when the girls play. They have three pool play matches, and then the semifinals, and then they will go for third place and first place and for fifth and seventh also. The boys' JV soccer team is at Mishawaka Marion. That starts at 10 o'clock today. And that's followed by the boys' match somewhere around noon. The freshman volleyball team is at Michigan City for the freshman invitational there. That gets started here in a couple of seconds. And the girls' golf team is on the road taking on the field at the Hall of Fame Classic at the Legends Golf Club. The doubleheader that Coach Curtis referred to earlier gets started at 11 a.m. That's the freshman football team against Warren Central. And then the JV team will take on the JV from Warren Central after that. Also coming up on Tuesday, girls golf will host Concord and Wawasee. That will be at Stonehenge. That will start at 5 o'clock. Hang on a second. I need to do a little housekeeping here. Sorry about that. Also on the schedule for Tuesday, you have the girls JV and varsity soccer teams host Goshen at 5:30 and 7:15. So hopefully you can get out to the Tiger Soccer Complex and cheer them on today. Also going on Tuesday, the cross-country teams are at Oxbow Park for the first round of Northern Lakes Conference competition. The volleyball teams are on the road in conference, taking on Mishawaka, freshman and JV at 6. Varsity will follow at 7:15. Then on Wednesday, the boys' tennis team is at Culver Academy at 5 o'clock. The girls' golf team hosts Triton at Stonehenge at 5 o'clock on Wednesday. The boys' JV and varsity soccer teams host Concord on Wednesday at 5:30 and 7. The unified flag football team takes on Manchester at 5:30. And the boys' soccer team will be hosting Concord at 7 o'clock. By the way, the unified flag football team was in action earlier this week. I did not pronounce that score. I should have. They lost to Homestead 83-56. So we look forward to hearing from those kids as the school year goes along. Also then on Thursday, the girls' golf teams at Goshen taking on Mishawaka and Goshen on Thursday. Boys tennis hosts Plymouth at 5 o'clock on Thursday. The girls JV and varsity soccer teams are at Homestead at 5:30 and 7 on Thursday. The volleyball teams are at Goshen on Thursday at 5:30 and 7 for the JV and the varsity. And then the freshman football team will have a game against South Bend Adams. Originally, that was scheduled as a road game. Now is at home at 6 o'clock. And the boys orange team in soccer will host John Adams starting at 6 o'clock. And the next Friday, the girls' soccer team is on the road in Indianapolis taking on the field at North Central High School at 7 o'clock. They'll play a match on Friday night and another on Saturday. And the football team is home against Goshen at 7 o'clock on Friday, and we'll have the game starting at 6 on News Now Warsaw. We'll finish things up coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. As football season approaches, smart players do their best to protect themselves from the possibility of injury. In our lives, we can't always do that, but we run the risk every day of being injured by the negligence of another person. If you've been injured in an automobile accident, a fall, or for any other reason which appears to be the fault of someone else, Rock Hill Pennant can advise you on your legal rights and help you get the compensation you deserve. Call 574-267-6116 for an appointment to make sure your rights are protected. Rock Hill Pennant, lawyers you can count on.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
I thank Coach Curtis for being in here this morning. Again, a very late night for the boys after getting roughed up by Warren Central. The bus got home at 1:30, and these guys were back in here by 9 o'clock. And I appreciate that very, very much. And we appreciate Coach Curtis for joining us again this morning. Next week, we'll be back here at 9 o'clock. We'll have more football players to talk to. We'll be talking about the Goshen game next Friday night. Again, you can hear that game starting at 6 p.m. with pregame coverage on News Now Warsaw. Stay tuned. Gary Sullivan is coming up next.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.